Number 11. Mr. and Mrs. Davis had left their Christmas shopping very late. There were only a few days more before Christmas, and of course the shops and streets were terribly crowded. But they had to get presents for their family and friends. So they started out early one morning for the big city and spent several tiring hours buying the things they wanted in the big shops. By lunchtime, Mr. Davis was loaded down with parcels of all shapes and sizes. He could hardly see where he was going as he and his wife left the last shop on their way to the railway station and home. Outside the shop, they had to cross a busy street, made even busier than usual by the thousands of people who had come by car to do their last-minute Christmas shopping. Mr. and Mrs. Davis had to wait for the traffic lights to change, but as Mr. Davis couldn't see in front of him properly, he gradually moved forward into the road without realizing it. Mrs. Davis saw this and became worried. Several times she urged her husband to come back off the road, but without success. He couldn't hear her because of the noise of the traffic. Finally, she shouted in a voice that could be heard clearly above all the noise,
"Henry, if you intend to stand in that dangerous position a moment longer, give me the parcels."
One. What had Mr. and Mrs. Davis left very late? Two. When were the shops and streets very crowded? 3. How did they spend several tiring hours? 4. What happened to Mr. Davis by lunchtime? 5. When could he hardly see where he was going to? 6. By whom were the streets made even busier than usual? 7. What did Mr. and Mrs. Davis have to wait for? 8. Why did Mr. Davis gradually move forward into the road without realizing it? 9. How often did Mrs. Davis urge her husband to come off the road? 10. What did she shout finally?